Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I recently emailed a friend and told him I was working on a book with my son, who is an Air Force pilot. When he asked, "What is the topic?" I told him it was the current social, financial, and emotional struggle of boys, mostly millennials. He answered, "Boys? What's the big issue with boys? For years, we focused upon making sure the women got equal treatment." I tried to explain our son, Michael, noticed a lot of 21 to 35-year-old young men weren't cutting it in the Air Force. Some were dropping out. Some were even getting fired. He said, "Dad, that's hard to do, to get fired from the Air Force nowadays." My friend seemed disinterested at best, so I heaped upon him a flurry of statistics that he may not have known. He may not have cared to know. "Did you know that the majority of universities in the United States now have more female than males attendings?" "Yes, he did. As a professor, he noticed more female than male students." "Well, in fact, nationally, about 60% of university students are female and 40% male. By the way, I called Humboldt State University and they said their current student body is about 57% female, 43% male. This represents a gradual, recent, and important shift in our culture. For example, in 1970, when I went to college, about 39% of university grads were female. 1981, it was 50-50. By 2020, female student graduates are expected to rise above 60%. "So," he seemed to ask, "what's the big deal?" "Well, did you know that our boys are struggling in grade schools, too? 70% of all D's and F's are given to boys." He was unsympathetic, probably because he seldom got a grade lower than an A. "Well, how about this? Between the ages of 15 and 19, boys commit suicides at 4 times the rate of girls. Between 20 and 24, the rate of male suicide is between 5 and 6 times higher than that of females." I think I was beginning to make a dent with my grim statistics. So can I share a few more grim statistics with you, dear listeners? Between 1973 and 2013, U.S. jail population has increased by more than 700%. Of that population, 93% are male. In the U.S., by 8th grade, 41% of girls are at least proficient in writing. Only 20% of boys are. In the olden days, boys used to turn around and get better. They're better students in their junior and senior years in high school. That is no longer the case. You may have heard that today young men aged 21 to 35 are 20% unemployed, many of them still living with their parents. The list could go on and on. The imbalance toward females at our universities and our workplaces created many social problems for both men and women that few would have suspected a couple of decades ago. Now, I lack time today to pose any solutions to the boy crisis. I simply wanted to bring it to your attention so we could begin to think about it and find solutions in our community and our world. In the words of Dr. William Farrell, whenever only one sex wins, both sexes lose. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.